We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun as the chaos and carnage continues in the National Hockey League. National Hockey League playoffs continue, and the Washington Capitals are on the ropes right now after two games. The New York Islanders taking control of this series up two games to none. The Vancouver Canucks are up two games to none on the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis scores with 6.4 seconds left in regulation to send it to overtime. But Bo Horvat steps up and in and gets it done for the Canucks. And they go crazy in Surrey, British Columbia, and pretty much nowhere else. Meanwhile, they're going crazy in Montreal right now. Carter Hart looked more like Corey Hart, wearing sunglasses at night, gets chased from between the pipes. And the Montreal Canadiens have tied that series up after a 5-0 victory. The Colorado Avalanche, listen, they're getting all they can handle from Arizona, but they're up 2-0, and that's all that matters. They've won both hockey games, and the Dallas Stars and the Calgary Flames are playing again. We'll keep our eye on this game. The Flames are up 1-0. I don't know what's going on, but teams from Canada actually aren't, like, sucking in the playoffs right now. And both the Montreal Canadiens and the Vancouver Canucks both playing and looking like they can play with anybody. And you see the New York Islanders are successful right now. The more chaos, the better, actually. Like, if you're any team, you just want to see upsets, but you can't get carried away. All right, the Colorado Avalanche are damn good. The Las Vegas Golden Knights are damn good. All right, you know who else is damn good? Bayern Munich. Like, seriously? They made Barcelona look like FC Cincinnati. All right? 8-2. Are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? A Champions League game, 8-2? This deep into the tournament? You know, it's the first time since 2004, 2005 that neither Ronaldo nor Messi are going to be involved in a Champions League semifinal match. One or the other. How insane is that? 15 years and one of those dudes was in the Final Four. 15 freaking years. The changing of the guard. Sports Rage Late Night, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
All right, we're partying here on this Friday night. Step up and in, 844-843-6879. It's the Friday night freak show. Big man on campus going to step up in a little bit later on. We'll talk some Champs League soccer. We'll get into the NBA as well. Last night, we were the first ones up with the NBA Game 1 point spreads. Now tonight, we've got some NBA series prices as well. We'll run the gauntlet this evening, take a look at the series prices. And, of course, tomorrow night, the game in the NBA, the Portland Trailblazers and the Memphis Grizzlies. Remember last night, we gave you the fresh opening number. It was 7. Portland opened up -7. It was actually bet down. It moved to -6. As good as Portland has been, and they went 6-2 in the bubble, the fact of the matter is all their games are like high drama and close. And Damian Lillard even said after the game against the Brooklyn Nets that he goes, yeah, we didn't think we were going to come in here and roll them or anything like that. He goes, all of our games have been pretty tight. So even Lillard like didn't think like, if you would have asked Lillard before the game, yo, you're going to cover the 10.5? He would have said, no, we're not covering the 10.5. So we'll get into the numbers. It's 10.5 as far as Brooklyn and the Toronto Raptors are concerned. Let's talk some pucks right now. We'll get onto the hardwood in a couple of minutes with Big Man on Campus. And, you know, I know we've been hockey heavy this week, and rightfully so. We got hockey playoffs going on right now. But One thing that is interesting here is it feels like we're into the second round or something like that now. You know what I mean? It doesn't like it feels like when we talk about these teams, Montreal and Vancouver, and you look at Calgary right now and the Islanders right now, and it feels like, wow, these teams are really kicking ass. And, you know, but really, then, you know, you hear them introduce the games tonight and they're like, welcome to first round playoff action. They're like sort of reminding you, yeah, that other stuff wasn't real. And remember, I told you guys that when I said, let's not get fooled by a lot of this stuff. You know, these teams are sort of playing each other and they're not that good, i.e. teams like the Chicago Blackhawks, teams like, you know, the Edmonton Oilers. And maybe, you know, we're seeing teams like some other teams as well. All right, so let's start off with, let's go through Colorado and Arizona. Tight, another tight game, yet, you know, listen, Colorado have a lot of pressure on them in the sense that there's high expectations for the Colorado Avalanche. There's high expectations in the hockey world. There's high expectations in the betting world. And you know there's high expectations in that room as well. The Colorado Avalanche feel as though they're one of the teams to beat right now. I'm not there yet with this team. I know everybody else is. I'm not there yet with this team. You know, they're still unproven. They're still raw. We're seeing that, you know, winning in the playoffs is different than winning in a regular season. Now, this hub is an interesting dynamic as well. And I think, you know, you look at the Denver Nuggets and you look at the Colorado Avalanche, both have a very distinct home court and home ice advantage. All right? With the altitude that they have, the Mile High City. And, you know, you guys see it all the time. If it's difficult to play basketball, how do you think it is to skate up there? So, you know, they lose a little bit of that edge, in my opinion. Plus, this hub, as you see, it's a real equalizer. Like, being the higher seed would normally be an advantage because you're playing the first two games at home. It just gives you that upper, you know, gives you that head start, so to speak. You don't get that now. You don't get that now. So in this hub, so it's very, it's a new dynamic, guys. I think, you know, we need to recognize this. And you've heard me use the term changing of the guard on a couple of occasions, but I think there kind of is right now. You know, you look at like the Washington Capitals and Ovechkin. He got his Stanley Cup. And the dude partied harder than Keith Richards and like the Rolling Stones and Motley Crue combined on tour. All right. Like, you know, one of the hardest partying tours ever was like Shout at the Devil, Motley Crue. You know, it was like Motley Crue's first big tour. They just sort of made it and they were making it. And it's always, you know, the funnest when you're starting to make it. So, you know, Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil are busting out. And then, you know, they were headlining and stuff. I saw them with the band Except opened up. Except actually like blew Motley Crue away. Except used to blow everybody away they'd open up for. But anyways, they ended up like opening up for like Ozzy after. And they went pretty hard. Remember, we had Nikki Sixx on the show. And like they were talking about how like basically like Ozzy like started snorting ants. Like literally, he started snorting ants off the sidewalk. It was like, you know. You know, like they did like an obscene amount of cocaine on a daily basis. Like basically like Ovechkin partied like that. Like that guy literally drank and God knows did what else for like, it seemed like 3 or 4 months. Like most people will party. You know what I mean? Team wins the championship. Like, I remember like the Raptors won the championship on Thursday. It was a Thursday night last year. Raptors win the title on Thursday. I think the parade was on the Monday. They were still drunk. They were still gone. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then, you know, sort of the day after the parade, it's like, all right, man, am I hungover, man? Like, wow. And you sort of chill out like, no. Like Ovechkin, like that guy partied harder than anybody ever partied after winning the Stanley Cup in the history of partying. And I tell you what, the Rangers, like, didn't the Rangers like take a dump in the cup or something like that? I think the Rangers did some pretty disrespectful things to that cup. Isn't there a story about someone took a dump in it and like maybe like people have pissed in that cup and stuff? I wouldn't be down with that. Like even me and you guys, listen, I'm not an uptight guy, but yeah, I'm not down. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to sound old school now, but I wouldn't even let people drink out of that thing. I wouldn't let these bozos have it, to be honest. Like, I tell them, listen, you guys, like, you bring this thing to strip clubs. You're going to give the Stanley Cup trophy coronavirus. That's what's going to happen. A bunch of yahoos are going to bring the freaking trophy to the Brass Rail Strip Club in Toronto. And I've talked about the Brass Rail in the past. I lived like literally like, you know, right down the street from there. I might have been there before. Although I was unaware of how much the lap dances are nowadays. The Big E, Eric Cohn, who we were just talking about the other night. So evidently knows it's $30 a dance now there. So yeah, so listen, the Brass Rail, nothing good ever happens at the Brass Rail. The Brass Rail Strip Club in Toronto caused A-Rod's divorce. A-Rod went to the Brass Rail Strip Club in Toronto and they have like a VIP like room upstairs, except someone threw him under the bus. Like the owners of the club were pissed. It wasn't one of the girls either. I think it was one of the bartenders. It was like one of the dude's staff. I think he didn't like A-Rod. Like no one likes A-Rod. So he was like, I'm going to throw A-Rod under the bus. And he sold it to like TMZ. Like basically there's a lot of celebrity stuff in Toronto. Toronto's a lot like New York. Like there's a lot of celebrities in clubs and bars and like, so people are on the lookout and stuff. Right. So I think Buddy took the picture of A-Rod getting a lap dance, but it was more than just a lap dance. Like A-Rod was like there with like another chick. And so he was like cheating on his wife with a chick, but like he was getting like threesome lap dances with that chick type thing. And like Buddy was like snap, click, 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 click. Oh yeah, it ruined A-Rod. Like that was brought up in his divorce and stuff like that. All right, I'm telling you, like the Brass Rail, nothing good happens there. So yeah, it turns out the authorities in Toronto were telling people that 555 people have been exposed to coronavirus through one worker at the club. And I'm thinking, damn, in 3 days, this chick gave 550, she had 550 customers at $30 a pop. We're talking about like, you know, $21,000 or so. In 3 days, we're in the wrong line of work. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Visit today.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Really about the freaking snap, man. You know, like, it's amazing. Gambling, like, it really is crazy, isn't it? Like, we literally were 6-1 to start the day today. We were 6-1, and it wasn't even like 4 in the afternoon. All these early games, we were killing it. Now I'm getting killed. Like, I'm losing. Like, one loss after another. One bad beat, like one this. I, you know, a couple of weird baseball losses. And I'm betting too many games. You know, that's what happens. Quarantine life. And sitting here in front of a computer 24 hours a day. We got hockey and baseball and soccer. We got everything going. But it started off so great. 6-1. Now I'm getting really frustrated here. This Dallas Stars just can't score. All right. And, of course, I bet every stupid under. And, of course, I didn't bet the total of this game. I would have bet the under, but nevertheless, all right. We got basketball. We got more Champs League, actually. But we got the NBA playoffs. So, man, it's been wall-to-wall hockey, and I've enjoyed it. Yet, it is time for some NBA playoff basketball. But as I was just stating about the Stanley Cup, like, yeah, you can't give it to these people anymore. You can't have people taking dumps on the Howard Stern show in the Stanley Cup, bro. You know what I mean? People are doing coke out of this thing. They're pissing in it. They're tossing around pools. Didn't someone, they brought it to a pool party in Vegas. Like, these guys all talk about respect for the trophy. Like, listen, I'm old school. I don't care. Do a big line of blow, and I don't care. Have sex with the stripper, all right? But just leave the cup out of it. Leave the cup out of it. And let's bring big man on campus in right now, who I don't think is a big strip club guy to begin with. But so, big man, there's a story out of Toronto, and Canada's doing a great job with coronavirus, but it's starting to, like, it, you know, let's not, like, pretend Canada's perfect or anything like that. So I got to be honest with you. Maybe I'm just getting old, big man, here, but strip clubs shouldn't be open, bro. Like, you know what? If you don't have gym, like, there's so many businesses that aren't open. Yet strip clubs are open somehow. Like, if you're going to have strip clubs open, just open up the damn casino then, all right? Like, seriously. And the thing with strip clubs, the whole point of strip clubs is the opposite, big man, of socially distancing. That's what I don't like about it. And I'm telling you, all right? I saw it in Vancouver. Every 2-3 days in Vancouver, man, it's on the news. Oh, this strip club, if you went to this strip club, you better go get a coronavirus test. Big outbreak in Toronto now, 550 people. I saw it in San Francisco. Before in California, it was, you know, the club, they open them and then they had to close them. But, like, man, you got to be one horny pervert, bro, to be going to a strip club in the middle of a pandemic, big man. I got to tell you.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. I think that would be the last place I would want to go. I will say this, though, and I know a girl, Gabe, here that she went to a party at a pool. It was like a pool party at like a day club around here, and she showed me that they were actually testing you before you went in. So you would have to go into like a banquet room and get tested, and within 15 minutes you would get results. So I guess if a club was doing that, where, you know, everyone was tested and the dancers were tested, but yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at some point you got to just say, you know what, let me just take a couple months off from this. And, you know, maybe the strip club can find a way to do like those drive through strip clubs like I've been seeing. But you got to be a real low life to go to a club right now. I feel like you should be able to just deal with it for just a couple of months. But yeah, listen, Gabe, there are people that go to those like little video, like adult video places and like, you know, do crazy things there. So yeah, nothing surprises me. People are sexual deviants. It's nuts.
I don't really know if I would trust some pool parties, day club in Philly's Corona.
Well, they actually, Gabe, what they did was they actually charged you $35 to get tested.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
They
I give them credit.
There. It was well done. Yeah.
I'll give them credit for being innovative. You know what I mean? Like trying to move forward. I get it. So, yeah, I just, you know, as I said, it just seems kind of weird. Like strip clubs should be part of the last phase. Like I said, I don't want to sound like the old lady on The Simpsons, but it just seems kind of insane to me to have strip clubs open in the middle of a pandemic. All right. Like if you're talking about like, I don't know, put them outdoor or something, put strip tents or something. I don't know. But anyways, it's up to you. You want to go into a strip club, go knock yourself out. But they're ripoffs to begin with. But so get this. One dancer exposed 550 people, big man. So that's 550 customers that she had in 3 days. And
that's
$30.
A lot of people. My God.
It's $30 a dance, bro. So like she basically made like $20,000 this chick in 3 days. Yeah, the brass rail is high rolling, bro, for these chicks, evidently. 550 people, bro. That's $30 a song, big man.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of people in 3 days. They must be doing numbers at that club. But like I know in Atlanta they do big time numbers at those clubs. But
550 people is in a newspaper. Like they're doing the contact tracing. They basically stated if you were at that strip club in those 3 days, you know, and you came into contact with this one, they're calling her one worker there, you've got to go get tested right now.
Wow. Yeah, that's really negligent to have it open.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, especially in Canada where they're so stringent about everything, like it baffles my mind.
Sure.
Like I said, like I'm living, like I got a casino right outside my window, big man. World class. Just opened like 2 years ago. It still smells new, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's closed. It's dark. There's not even a light on. Yet every strip club in this town, a massage parlor is open. You can get a hand job, but you can't play blackjack. What kind of world are we living in?
Yeah, it seems backwards to me. I
like Bill Walton's tweet, though. I like Bill Walton. You see, Bill Walton posted a picture. He goes, I finally won. He goes, marijuana is legal and haircuts are illegal. He goes, I win. And you're big smiling.
He did surely win.
Yeah. Bill Walton's the man. All right. So before we get into the basketball, I had Bayern Munich today. Yeah, I didn't expect that type of beatdown. I wish I would have like hammered the over this game. I just took Bayern. Everyone was going crazy about Alphonso Davies once again, and you know his sick athleticism. His kid just keeps on getting better and better. But it's hard to believe it. I brought this up in the monologue off the top of the show. It's the first Champions League semifinals, big man. It's going to be the first semifinals since 2004/5 that Ronaldo nor Messi are in the semifinals. Isn't that crazy? Like both those guys, like 15 years, big man, in a row, one of those two guys was in the final four of this. They're not going to be this year.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you how great those two players are and what kind of legends they are. But, yeah, you know,
years, exactly.
I don't know if you heard either, but Barcelona, one of their players, Arturo Vidal, he said yesterday that they're not playing a Bundesliga team tomorrow. They're playing against the best team in the world, Barcelona. And he kind of, I think, kind of opened up a can of worms. And it seemed like they took it to heart today. And I mean, that was impressive.
Hey,
I mean, not exactly something you want to do when you're playing Bayern Munich. I think Bayern Munich is the best team in the world right now. I don't think anyone's going to beat them, frankly. That was impressive what they did. I mean, it's not like you put up, you know, 8 goals against some minnow in Germany. That was against a team that has Luis Suarez and Lionel Messi. And
they made them look like FC Cincinnati, bro. They made them look like clueless. It was crazy. They fired the manager after, bro.
That's embarrassing. I would have too.
Yeah, like he's done. Like he's done. That's it. They're like, yeah, I was thinking about that. No one's really bringing it. Like I can't. Can you imagine? They don't have talk radio there, though, bro, the same. It's not the same there. Like, there, it's the newspapers. You know what I mean? Like, there's like the sports tabloid, so to speak. So it's not like even a sports section in a newspaper. It's like an all-soccer newspaper, bro. You know, like 28 pages or whatever. So it's like the tabloid. They'll have TV talk shows. They'll have, like, TV on the news. Like, they'll have a former player, like, on a couch type thing. But it's not the same culture. Of which, and you know, something I want to bring there actually, and England will be, you know, sort of the starting point for that. But like, talk radio is not big, but can you, I just imagine, you imagine the outrage, big man? Like, this isn't the Cleveland Browns losing on Monday Night Football or something, or the Bills blew another lead. This is Barcelona. They were humiliated on the world stage today. You know, you imagine how pissed they are in Barcelona right now, bro.
Yeah, and it doesn't help, as you said. I mean, it was literally the only game on. I mean, and that's, look, their central defense was shocking. I mean, it was shockingly bad. And look, I mean, Bayern Munich scored literally 2 minutes into the game. I mean, it was ugly from the start. There was a little tinge at one point when it was 4-2, well, 4-2. I think, at one point. And
yeah,
then
4-2.
Yeah, and then Bayern scored again and kind of, you know, I think there were like 3 or 4 minutes where it was like, uh-oh, maybe Barcelona comes back like they did in that PSG game back in 2017, but it was quickly dispatched. And yeah, they just kind of made them look stupid late in the game. But I mean, you look at Bayern Munich game. I mean, it's just an incredible team. I mean, not only do they have Lewandowski, who's as good a goal scorer as you can find, but I mean, Leroy Sané, Müller, Alaba,
yep.
Gnabry, Coutinho. I mean, Alphonso Davies. I mean, he's a star. I mean, it's incredible the level of talent they have. Even their like average, like Ivan Perisic is a world class, but like there's just, it's incredible how deep they are and how crazy good they are. They really are.
Bayern machine, not Bayern Munich. Bayern machine. Like, I'd like to, like, what was their record? Like, did they even draw? Like, maybe they had one draw when they came back since the restart? Like, bro, they were freaking dominant in the Bundesliga as well. Like I said, like, they've just been, like, they've been dummying teams for, like, the last 2 months.
They lost 4 times this year in the Bundesliga.
In the entirety,
which
yeah.
It's crazy to think of.
All right, more big man. We'll get into some. I want to hit the Saturday's match, but we'll get into the NBA. Sports Rage Late Night campaign. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
I got to tell you what, I'd be feeling a lot better if I could get a Dallas Stars goal here. I'll tell you that much. All right, we got Oakland and San Francisco going on right now. We're talking a little Champs League. We're going to get into the... We're going to get into the NBA playoffs with Big Man on Campus. So it's the Friday Night Freak Show. We're going to be back on Sunday night. Friday's the only night that the radio affiliates don't pick us up. And, you know, some people wonder, like, what stations? And we're on a lot of different stations. SB Nation Radio has rebranded to Sports Map Radio. And, you know, we're on numerous, you know, I think it's about 48 to 72 or so networks there. And you know, remember, we were syndicated with Craig Carton, and then the morning after, that's like that network, Sports Byline, has continued with our shows. And they pick us up, and that's on, like, I don't know, man, 100, 150 or so, including the Armed Forces Radio Network, et cetera. But we're pleased to announce, of course, this week, good week for us. We added Sling TV to the rotation. Sling is big time, and Samsung TV as well, very big. But from a radio perspective, pretty cool. And I thought, I was just thinking, all right, big man's going to be first one up on Sunday night, as we now will be on in San Diego and Los Angeles, the mightier 1090. But we will be up on Monday night. So not Sunday night show, but Monday at midnight. So one day into the NBA playoffs. But, yeah, you know, listen, we've already been on in some stations in California before, but this is a bigger one, 50,000 watts, big man. And, you know, it's one of the more powerful signals in Southern California, in which you can hear it all the way up the coast, down the coast. It literally is one of the strongest stations in America, like no exaggeration. Like it's the tower is actually in like Tijuana. It's in Mexico, on the Mexican side of the border. And it's like a local San Diego, but it's crystal clear in LA and like for like literally, you know, 8 hours, like in all directions type of thing. So very excited about that. Like their station is relaunching, actually. Like the tower has been dark for like literally, it's 8 hours. It's relaunching. Like, yep. So that's real cool. That's going to be on Monday, and we're going to have some West Coast. So if you're out there, we got to get our West Coast crew to start calling in. Shell Dog, our boy Crash, Whale Capper's on the rotation for next week. So just quickly about this Lyon and Man City match here. Any chance for an upset here, big man? What are you expecting out of this match?
No, there's no chance for an upset here. In fact, I had a hard time. Look, I've been killing both teams to score props. I've just been parlaying them on FanDuel and killing it. You know, I have a hard time wondering, and I know City doesn't have the greatest defense, but, you know, I have to wonder, you know, when does Lyon kind of come crashing down? It seems like this is kind of the time when they would. But, you know, I don't necessarily have ever trusted City's defense. They just they don't ever have great defenders. They just always have decent defenders. I don't think there's going to be any surprise here. This seems like a 3-1 kind of match to me. We know how City is. And look, the great thing about these games, Gabe, is there's so much star power on generally each side. And even Lyon, they have some really good, solid players going forward. So, you know, City's never a team that really ever clean sheet a ton of teams. They'll clean sheet the lower end of the Premier League, but Lyon's a good side. They're one of the best sides in France outside of PSG. So I'm willing to think they can find a goal here. And the both teams' score is actually quite low. It's around even money. So I'm willing to take a shot on that here. I think this is a 3-1, 2-1 at worst. I'll go with both teams' score here. I think Lyon finds the back of the net.
Big man on campus kicking it with us. All right, let's get into the NBA right now. So tomorrow night we've got Portland minus -6. And, you know, me and you and the entire world, I think, everybody was on the Brooklyn Nets plus the points against the Blazers the other night. And it's interesting. So they opened up at minus -7 last night, down to -6 right now. Portland games have been very dramatic. Yet it seems like now everybody's like, okay, oh, the number was too high. The number is too high. Like, put it this way. You know, Brooklyn's playing better than Memphis is now. So it's just, you know, I don't know if the number is too low, if it's only -6. Are you expecting Memphis to show up here? Or does Portland just roll them? Although Portland really hasn't rolled anybody, to be honest. So what do you make of the point spread in this game?
I don't understand this point spread, to be real honest with you. And I surely don't understand why this number is going down. If you look at any angle of this game and you talk to anybody that says they know NBA, I have not heard one person say they like the Memphis Grizzlies here. Here's the truth of the matter, Gabe. Are the Trailblazers going to win this game? Probably. But here's a couple of reasons why I have no interest in laying points at them. First of all, look at their games in the bubble. None of them have been over 10 points. In fact, only one was over 10 points, and it was 10 points against the Denver Nuggets. And Nikola Jokic only played 24 minutes in that game, and Jamal Murray didn't play at all. So at the end of the day, who cares? But every other game has been close. This team is not good defensively. In fact, they're pretty porous at times defensively. And, you know, while I think they're very good on offense, and I think they'll give the Lakers a game and a series in the next round, I don't trust them defensively. And this is the last stand for the Memphis Grizzlies. It's time to wake up. They have a new lease on life now. They were horrific in the bubble, and somehow they're still here. They need to wake up. They need to get going. It's time. It's time. It's time. And I'm going to say this, Gabe. If I were the Memphis Grizzlies, and I know they're a smart enough team to understand this, if you notice, Damian Lillard he went off, but not for his standards. He only had 42 points. And for him, that's great if you can hold him to 40-ish points. They were double teaming him in the second half, and it worked pretty well. I'm looking to make others beat me for Portland. If you look at CJ McCollum, he has not shot the three ball well at all. I'll bank on letting other people beat me tomorrow. I think this is a high-scoring game. I will gladly take 6 points. There's no reason for this line to go down. That's telling you something. Sharps are betting the Grizzlies here. I'll agree with them.
Yeah, you know, if you look at historically they played, they actually played in a bubble here. And the Portland won 140 to 135. And, you know, you got an incredibly high total here at 232.5. And me and Teddy talked about this. Now that these games are becoming more playoff-like, and this essentially is a playoff game, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the pace. I mean, there was no defense played in a lot of these games in the bubble yet. This one's going to be a little bit different. I would expect, put it this way, I'm not in a hurry to just automatically think there's going to be 233 points scored. The total is 232.5, big man. And in fact, I'll be looking at a nice first quarter under here. Let me see what kind of number we can get. It's just going to be different. It's a playoff game. It is. It's the definition. It's a new playoff game. It's like a wild card game. And I said this last night. You know what the best description of this is, big man? This is the Tuesday night game in Dayton for the NCAA tournament. Like Portland wins, you move on, and you're playing Kentucky, aka the Lakers, on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at this, big man. It's like a real playoff. Yeah. It's like a tournament game. It's a playoff game, but it isn't. It is, but it is. I think it's the good. Isn't that the best analogy? It's like the Dayton Tuesday night game, you know?
No, it really is. I mean, it just means a lot more. And look, as I said, I mean, the Memphis Grizzlies really shouldn't be here. And I think they know that. I mean, the Phoenix Suns are 8-0. I mean, they probably should be here over the Grizzlies. But the Grizzlies have a new lease on life. And this is a winnable game for them. It's not like Portland is any great shakes on defense. They have Damian Lillard. But I think for the most part, I like the Grizzlies. I think Brandon Clark's played a lot better for them. Ja Morant seems to have found his way a little bit. You look at Portland, Gabe. I mean, even over the last three games, I mean, defensively, they have been horrible. I mean, it's hard to overstate how bad they've been.
I know. Even under like pressure, like when it mattered, a couple of times they were like, all right, just score, Brooklyn, and give us the ball. We're going to take a three anyways.
Yeah.
Like in Nurkic.
They really are.
I like Nurkic, but dude, sometimes he doesn't even jump for a rebound. It's like, bro, you got to, like, give a little more of an effort here. Like, dude, Jared Allen got four rebounds in a row. Did you see that sequence? I was like, Nurkic,
no,
like, the love of God, man. Like, you know, you can't let this happen four times in a row.
Yeah. You know, they need Whiteside in there. I mean, Whiteside's more of that do-everything player that plays defense. Nurkic is more of an Olé offensive player. He doesn't want to get dirty down low. You need a Whiteside in there. But I think your under, you know, helps here. I think particularly just because, you know, for as good as Memphis has been defensively, and they've been good, they are not good offensively. I mean, they've struggled in this tournament, particularly late. The only reason they beat Milwaukee the other night is because Milwaukee just couldn't care less about the game and mailed it in pretty early. But
yeah,
I think
Memphis,
it's a close
you
game.
Don't want to get into a track meet. You don't want to play a track meet with Portland. Right, you want to make them start playing half court and stuff. See, I do think it's a little high. I don't see a quarter. They don't have quarter numbers up yet. First half is 116, but still, we're gonna get a nice number here. It'll be like 56.5, 57, or something like that. 56.5.
I'll say, Gabe.
First quarter under.
I will not. I think you're on to something early in this game under, but you're not going to find me betting a full game under here. I just don't trust Portland defensively, and they've pace-wise went a lot quicker than I think in the season. Offensively, they can't seem to miss right now. I'll tell you a player that's turned into a player for them is Gary Trent. Gary Trent is a knockdown shooter, Gabe. He has been very good in the bubble. They've seemed to have found other offense, but yeah, I'm not betting an under with the Portland Trailblazers right now, but I'm willing to take the six. Why is this number went down? I mean, can you explain that?
Because some 5.5s now.
Yeah, I'm that sharp money betting this number down. It's going to be interesting to see once the.
I think it might be a little late though, big man. Like I'm telling you, I think a lot of people I saw sort of scoffed and laughed. They're like, "Oh, you're taking the Brooklyn Nets? Are you crazy against Portland?" And now it's almost like everybody wants to bet against Portland now. I don't know, man. It wouldn't shock me if Portland comes out and wins this game by 9. Like I'm not ready to take, man. I understand all sides of the argument here. And I hear what you're saying too, as far as like it's starting to pick up after, because it is an elimination game. It's a playoff game. There could be a lot of fouls late and it could get crazy and teams, you know, Memphis could get desperate. And the fact is, dude, like you said, Portland don't play defense, right? So I'm just sort of counting on the fact that it starts off a little slow and they only score 54 points or whatever in the first quarter. I don't think they will. Like, you know, I like taking first quarter unders when you get these high totals, big man. It kept cashing in the Pelicans games all the time. Like they were always getting to like 50 or something. And now it's the playoffs. And even like Portland will pretend to try to play some defense, right? You know, you know that Scott's going to tell him, come on guys, we got to play a little D here. Like, so it's kind of chalky here, or not chalky. The odds aren't bad, but it's pretty simple. But I just put it in to get it out of the way. Give me a Man City Blazers money line parlay. It's -124. Nice and simple.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate that. I think Portland will win. But again, this group has given up 120 or more points in 4 straight games. They are bad defensively. I just think Memphis can do a little to bother John Morant or to bother Damian Lillard, especially late. That worked for the Nets. It seemed to get the ball out of his hands. They stopped letting him shoot from half court. I think they can play good enough defense to hang in this game, and it's now or never for the Grizzlies. So I'll grab the 6 here, but I think Portland wins. I just think it's close.
Big man on campus kicking it with us. We're going to get to some NBA series prices. We'll run through the schedule as well. As far as the starting times and who's playing when, everything is set, and it all begins Monday at 1:30 Eastern in the afternoon. Sports Race Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Man, the Dallas Stars just can't get it across the line right now. Still trailing 1-0. It's crazy. Huh? Playoff hockey, man. Everybody sort of thought, wow, there'll be goals in this game and the other ones will go under. And here we have a 1-0 game between Dallas and Calgary, who have tended to put up a lot of goals in their games. Crazy games. Actually, the first one was 3-2. Then it was a 5-4. So now that we've had a little bit of everything. It's a high intensity, great skating up and down. Great chances. We'll see if Dallas is able to bury one. They got a 3-on-2 right now. They're coming in. Can they finally score? No, they can't there. Man, I haven't had a great night tonight. A great start to the day. I could really, really use a Dallas comeback here. We got that nice fat parlay, man. And I want to win the nice fat parlay. God, they just came close again. It's getting frustrating. Hockey's a lot like watching soccer, big man. Like when your team can't score. It's like, you know, like a team, they do everything. They hit the post. They hit a crossbar. It's the same thing. Like it's like Dallas have done everything, bro. They can't score. It's only 1-0, but they just can't score. So still 13 minutes left in the game, though, guys. So we'll keep our eye on that. So I was talking about the schedule here. big man. And, you know, listen, Raptor fans like to complain, and I get it. I used to do it often about, oh, they don't get respect and stuff like that. And it is true. The Raptors, big man, when in the playoffs, they'd always get, like, the NBA Network game on, like, Saturday at noon. You know what I mean? It was always, like, the crappiest TV slot. So people complain, oh, Raptors are playing at 4 in the afternoon. They're the defending champions. This is garbage. Guys, they're playing the Brooklyn Nets, man, who, like, don't have any stars, even though they're a good story. But they don't have any stars. And it's not exactly a ratings machine, guys. It's, like, it's not rocket science. And I even said, you're going to put – so you have the L.A. Clippers on in prime time against the Dallas Mavericks. So figure it out. It's nothing personal. And my only point I bring this up, guys, for all you Raptor fans who are complaining about this, all right, the Milwaukee Bucks are on at 1:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday. They're the one seed. Giannis gets a 1:30 game, all right? Same crap because nobody wants to watch Milwaukee beat Orlando by 38 points. And that spread's too short at 10.5. I'm telling you right now. Milwaukee's going to murder them. You know, and Milwaukee didn't play well in the bubble. So we'll get Big Man's take on this. We'll run through the gauntlet. Big Man, your Sixers are up at 6:30 on Monday, Boston Celtics. I don't like their chances, but I'm pulling for you. I want to see the Celtics get knocked out. Big Man on Campus, level 2 and more. Bring it.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.